Bates to thank the President on the State of the Nation address he delivered to Parliament on the 16th of this month continued today. In his contribution, the MP for Esanafo South, Georgia Abuachi, remarked that the construction of school blocks and supply of school uniforms and textbooks are not social intervention policies and achievable legacies. Mr. Abuachi advised the President to address the issues of poverty. On the line is parliamentary correspondent Issa Shaibu to tell us more. Welcome, Issa.
Thank you, Sally.
Can you give us briefly what was said in Parliament today?
Well, proceedings in the House began today around 11:30 this morning. You know, the House continued the debate to thank the President for the message on the State of the Nation he delivered to Parliament on the 16th of this month. The first to thank the President was the NCP MP for Esanafo South, Georgia Abuachi. He remarked that construction of school blocks and supply of school uniforms and textbooks are not social intervention policies and achievable legacies that NDC government, led by Professor Mills, should be part of. This actually brought the MP for Medina Abokubi, Alhaji Ahmadu Sorogo, to his feet, saying Mr. Abuachi was misleading Ghanaians and should therefore define social intervention. According to Mr. Abuachi, the President should rather address the issues of insecurity, mass unemployment, and the falling standard of education. But let me quickly add that NDC MPs turned on him when he said the social unrest that occurred in Tunisia could happen in Ghana. The speaker quickly asked him to withdraw and advised him not to put fear onto Ghanaians. But the NDC MP for Byakuya, E.K. Bandua, in his contribution, commended President Mills for initiating sound economic policies in order to achieve the Better Ghana agenda. He hopes that Ghanaians will give him another 4 years to fulfill his vision.
Thank you, Issa Shaibu. That was our parliamentary correspondent telling us more on the debate to thank the President on the State of the Nation address he delivered to Parliament.